The Supreme Court on Monday modified its recent order that had made it mandatory for private sector pathology chains like Dr. Lalpath Labs Limited and Thyracare Technologies Limited to test coronavirus samples for free. The implementation of the court's quo's April 8th order would have hurt private labs already battling a drop in their normal business due to the lockdown imposed by the government to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. The court has now clarified that free testing will be available only to those people covered under the central government and quo's healthcare insurance scheme Ayushman Bharat and other related schemes. The apex court also said that private labs will be allowed to continue to charge a fee of ₹4,500, as earlier capped by the government, to test coronavirus samples. The order is a positive development for private sector diagnostics companies and their investors. Most of India and quo's top pathology chains are backed by private equity investors. Dr. Lalpath Labs, for instance, counts Westbridge as a P investor, while Thyracare is backed by Nalanda Capital and Metropolis Healthcare Limited by buyout giant Carlyle. In fact, Nalanda had invested in Thyracare just last month. Thyracare founder and chairman A.V. Lamani said the chaotic situation that private labs faced after the court's quo's earlier order could have been avoided. And quo, in good times free of cost things can be considered, but not during a pandemic when diagnostics firms themselves need to generate revenue to pay for the logistics and infrastructure to cater to the customers, and quo, he added. He also said that Thyracare will go back to charging ₹4,500 to test the coronavirus samples against ₹3,500 it had decided earlier, as he thinks that most people approaching its labs to get tested can pay for it. In an earlier interaction with VC Circle, Vilamani had said Thyracare and Number 39's normal business had come to a standstill after the lockdown came into place on March 25. He had also said that he didn't quote expect the business to improve in the next two quarters at least. Amira Shah, managing director at Metropolis, said in a statement that the Supreme Court and Number 39's new directive will allow private labs to scale up testing to support the government during this national crisis. And quote, we are scaling up drive-through and home visit testing significantly, and quote, she added. Kiran Mazumdar Shah, chairperson and managing director at Biocon Limited, who had been critical of the Apex Court and Number 39's order to make it compulsory for private labs to do free testing, also welcomed the new ruling. And quo, a very sound ruling which is fair to all concerned, and quo, she tweeted.